I want to thank God for allowing me to share with you and the privilege of having my wife to lead us this morning. But before we do that, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we want to thank you because you are a loving God. Father, there are some things that we haven't asked from you, but you provided them to us because of you. You are a loving God and a caring God. Grace has been given to everyone, whether you accept it or not, but God has given it to us. That is marvelous, Father. Right now, we pray that more people will come to understand what grace means. Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. I pray and ask that you open our inner hearts this morning as we digest the words that have come from you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's hope technology today will be working in our favor. Sometimes we always struggle with technology, but we hope today it will work in our favor. George went to a building site with various tools loaded in his van. In the van there were chainsaws, jackhammers, chisels, you name it. So that if anything came across his or was on his pathway, on his job, it wouldn't distract him. He had the right tool in that car. Imagine coming to do a piece of work with the wrong tools. Where you need to chop a big tree like the ones outside our church. I gather you'll need something like this to go on that big tree. Is that right? So imagine you see me one morning coming to that big tree with this saw. You think Gilson has gone insane. That's not the right tool. You need one of those. So George, in his van, he had various tools to do his job. This morning, my theme is the right tool for the right job. That's my theme this morning. The right tool for the job. In our reading today, we read from the book of Esther. Scholars have said that's the only book in the Bible where God is not mentioned. But to me, I say God is there hiding in the words. The writer left it purposely so that you can search God. Scholars, yes, they've come up with that's their ideas. I'm also saying this morning, the writer left it for a purpose so that you can search God. Okay? And also, scholars have said Esther and Ruth, they're only books that have got women's name in the Bible. So these men sometimes are selfish. All those Bible books, only two are named in women's names. Right, as we go ahead together, we shall see, as I discovered myself as well, one, I said to you, the writer has left the mention of God in that so that you can discover God on your own. But as I was reading through, as we read through, I could pick pointers pointing to God without even anyone prompting me. Because if you listened to how Mordecai was narrating to Esther, even if you don't, help will come from somewhere. Who else can help you besides God? And I'm told, and I read, the Jews love this book. Because it talks about their freedom. When I read through this book, there is one thing that came in my mind that is mentioned by Esther. It's this tool I want you to understand today. Fasting. Fasting. I know the moment you start mentioning fasting, people start thinking of their medical situation. Because I am taking so many pills, I need to do this so I cannot fast. No, we're not looking at that. Let's teach each other what is fasting. Without looking at your medical condition, we are teaching each other what is fasting. That's the best tool for all of us. In this story, we hear that the king had issued a decree. In those days, once a decree is issued by the king, no one will stop it. If they say you're going to die, you're going to be killed, that's it. But here now, this story where they say God is not mentioned, a decree has been passed. The Jews have got to die. But there is help from somewhere. But before we do that, let's look at this. What is fasting? Fasting is like a tool that enables believers to complete the job that is before them. Task of this tool, that is fasting, it becomes a tool to increase believers' spiritual power to communicate more intimately with God. And the other thing is obeying Jesus Christ. Yes? I like this bit here. Where are we? Fasting is like a tool that enables believers to complete the job before them. What is the job before us? The gap has been increasing between us and God. So we need to come closer to God. So when we fast, we are actually increasing our spiritual power just by fasting. So our communication becomes more intimately with God. The third thing is, we are obeying what Christ said in Matthew 6, verse 16. What does it say? I think I've lost it. No, those are... No, it's not there. Right. But anyway, let's go to Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18, and hear what it says, what Jesus was saying in those verses. As it is a way of obeying Christ, it says in Matthew 6, verse 16 and 18, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. One, Jesus has said we must do it. And how to do it. Okay? Don't tell anyone about your medical condition. God knows it. So when you go to fast, tell your God, Father, you know my situation. I need to do this. But I am in a week of fasting. But because of my medical condition, Father, give me strength. Ask God who do it. We are finding Jesus here giving instructions so that tomorrow when we are faced with this predicament, we are not struggling. The instruction is very simple and straightforward. Blessed are those people who are hearing Jesus giving this instruction. And blessed us also, we are reading today what he said we must do. The most important thing here is maintain your righteousness. Don't publicize it. Keep it to yourself. God knows it. And the most important thing is, we want to increase our spiritual power. And there is a scenario here I want to explain. Maybe you've well forgotten about it, but I want to remind you a little bit. Boys and girls, when you are proposing love to a girl, especially boys, I know cultures are different. In my culture, you propose to a girl first. And I think in the English culture, you ask a girl out, yeah? And then after, you then propose. But in my culture, you propose first before you take them out. Okay? When you propose to a girl, You know, girls will be wishing to be proposed, yes. Because there is a time when they get to that age, they think, oh, I think I should have a boyfriend now. But if they are not forthcoming, they start questioning themselves. But if a boy comes along and the boy says, you know, Jenia, I love you, you know. She will pretend like she's not keen. And sometimes she's even rough to you when you say that. No. Are you insane? Why are you telling me such horrible things? But in her heart, she will be saying, this is what I've been praying for. All right? She pretends like she doesn't want to hear what you are saying. And if you are a coward, especially the men, you give up. So, the encouragement here is, go back again with that statement. Even if she kicks you, go and tell her, I love you. Okay? No, I didn't say you kicked me. So, what am I trying to say here is, God also wants to see how serious you are when you're asking and fasting. Don't fast for the sake of pleasing the public. No, we're not doing that for that. We're not here for that. We are here to show God we are serious with what we want to do. So God knows what's in your heart. And if you say, oh, Father, I'm fasting. Yeah, I'm really fasting for me to get a wife or a girl whom I can marry or a boy who can marry me. He sees what's inside you. Maybe you've just said that once and then you've gone away. God is waiting and he knows. You must go back again and show God how serious you are. One, when we fast that way, we are obeying Christ. But here is what we have here. Not to do and to do list. Do not fast to please the public. Fast to please God. Right? Number two is dependence on God. James has brought us a very good example. He says, the best thing is for you to humble yourself when we go to ask from God. You must be people who are humble. God will lift you high. He will lift you up. That story that we have read here, we can see the hand of God in it. Because the Lord, the king had issued a decree. The Jews were going to be killed anyway. But help was coming from somewhere. And it was coming from God. Isn't this lifting up of the Jews? The writer of that book didn't mention God, but God is there. The hand of God is there. The Jews were going to be killed. Mordecai actually tore his clothes because he knew once a decree has been issued, it's going to take place. And he was always at the king's gate, even though it was not allowed. But he tore his clothes, put on ash on his face. But he wanted someone to intercede for them. He said, Queen, intercede for others. Intercede for the Jews. Maybe you are here for this time as this. We saw that in verse 14. Maybe you were here for times as this. This morning, as we hear this story of Esther, what is ringing in your mind? Do you have the right tools for the job that is before you? Have you increased your spiritual power? How is your interaction with your God? Is it a formality just to come to church? Maybe to come to meet your friends? How do you interact with God? Do you have that special time that you interact with God? Let me tell you, if you do that, God will give you wisdom through His Holy Spirit. There is a story in the book of Acts chapter 13. It talks about verses 1 to 3. Now in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon called Niger, Lucy of Cyrene, Menenian, who had been brought up with Herod and the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, you hear that? While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Holy Spirit is at work. When we fast, Holy Spirit is at work. We will receive wisdom because fasting brings us closer to God. Our spiritual power has increased. Our intimacy with God has increased. In the end, we receive wisdom. Wow. Isn't that great? These men at Antioch received wisdom and the direction from the Holy Spirit. This happened when they fasted and prayed. In that book of Esther, they say God is not mentioned, but God is hidden. You don't fast to anyone else besides God. You don't pray to anyone else besides God. So yes, they can say God is not mentioned, but God is there. Even this morning here, this house is filled with the Spirit of God. It's not written anywhere, but it's filled with the Spirit of God. With the right tools for the job will be done. Fasting and praying go hand in hand. In order to achieve the results that we want, we need the right attitude as well. Mordecai had that attitude and desire to save the Jews because of the attitude of the king. And Hanan, the decree had been issued. But we, those who believe in the Lord, we have got one promise. Only God can save us. And only God says, call on me and he'll answer you. That is the attitude of believers. So, there is no one like God. If I have the right attitude towards God, fasting, praying, surely my desires and wishes will be met. My intimacy with God will increase as well. And he will receive deliverance. The Jews under King Xerxes were under such great threat of being killed. Young, old, women and children. They really needed deliverance from somewhere. Mordecai said, well, even if you don't want to intercede for us, our help is going to come from somewhere. Who is that somewhere who can override the king's decree? It's only God. Even whatever situation that you are going in your life right now, maybe a decree has been given for your life. I tell you, there's only one source that will stop that decree, that Jesus Christ. In whatever you are going through, I encourage you to call him your Lord this morning. Queen Esther interceded on behalf of the Jews and they were delivered. They fasted. After days of fasting, they received deliverance. In times like this, we need to intercede for others. But we can only achieve that by running this race. Paul writes to the church at Corinth about running a race. He says he prepares his body, punching himself like a boxer, so that when he runs this race, he will win the race. You don't run the race to be the last one. So this race is for us to increase our intimacy with God. We need the right tools, and the right tools to increase that spiritual power and intimacy is through fasting. Hence, the interceding that we have seen Mordecai doing for the Jews and Esther. Do you remember the story of Jonah? In that story, you hear even animals were said, animals mustn't drink or eat. And the people of Nineveh were saved. Jonah interceded for them. And the Holy Spirit gives the direction and wisdom, as we've seen in Acts. Desire to call on God. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. There is none like God. 1 Samuel 2 verse 2. The result is deliverance. Once we follow all those that I've given to you this morning, with the right tools. Don't go to a tree trunk like the one outside with the little saw that I showed you. You need a chainsaw. With the right tools, you can complete the job. Mordecai and the Jews fasted and God saved them. Prayer and fasting increase a believer's spiritual power and intimacy with God. Above all, depend on God. Do you have the right tools in your vocabulary? Let's pray together. Lord and Heavenly Father, we want you to thank you. We want to lift your name on high because you are a loving God. Father, you have provided the tools. What's left is for us to use them. To use them for the right job. To achieve the right results. Father, sometimes we find ourselves to have strengthened. The distance has been longer between you and us. We want to come closer to you. The intimacy that we so much crave for, Father, we can only achieve that when we follow the instructions that was given by Jesus Christ. We need to fast, and we must fast in the right way. We must fast not to please the public, but to please you, our God. Father, we want to be closer to you. This morning, Lord Jesus, I'm praying for anyone who has distanced themselves from you, to pray that they get closer to you. You have provided the right tools. You have provided the right ways. You have provided people to intercede for us. So right now, we ask you to let your Holy Spirit help us where we struggle. Thank you, Father. As we come to the end of our service, Heavenly Father, we pray that we will keep on receiving the wisdom from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.